Right, the time is 2 minutes in the of 6 o'clock, and this is early morning scoop. A very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners, wherever you're listening us from. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for always choosing us, and of course, keeping yourself informed in terms of local news. And of course, economic news. Now, of course, this program, we dive into the economic news, the update, and of course, the entrepreneurship, the policy updates, all that we give you. And before I get to give you that, please don't forget to follow us on our social media pages, Eagle FM Namibia, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, as well as the Village Newspaper page on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And of course, do not forget to subscribe to our WhatsApp channel, just for the daily news update, and of course the newspaper updates. And do not forget to download our apps. We have Eagle FM app, we have the Imba app. You'll find that on your Google Play Store, and of course your app store. Now, to start off internationally, is that the household, the businesses are cut back on credit. We can take a listen to this update.
Impact of borrowing by businesses and households, it continues to rise at a slower pace than in previous months. What impact does this have on one's day-to-day life?
Well, firstly, I think we should accept that there is no way an economy is going to grow without any borrowing in the system. So we need debt, but debt that is productive. And if we see an increase in borrowing, either from the private, from households or individuals and firms, we should see that as a positive sign, because then an economy is likely to grow. And if you look back, you see that it has been declining generally, and of course, with it, the GDP for South Africa. So, while obviously borrowing may get other people, or some people in debt, and therefore bad, but generally speaking, for as long as that borrowing is productive, we should expect repayments to go on smoothly in an economy, and that's what actually should be encouraged by government and other stakeholders. Otherwise, then we have borrowing that is unproductive, then quite frankly, there's going to be a pileup of bad debt, and that may as well collapse the entire economy.
So if corporate lending remained the primary driver, what would it mean for the overall pace of credit growth?
Well, that certainly is what we want, because if lending to the commercial sector, which is the private business, continues, then there's a tick up in business activity, and that obviously means positive news for the economy, and that translates as well to goods being sold out there, which obviously means much more revenue for them. And that generally means an economy will be thriving going into the future. When it's a decline in credit being granted to private sector businesses, then I'm afraid that doesn't augur well for the economy as a whole. And if you look at it, let's get back as late as 2008. Well, even before then, in 2007, credit was in the regions of about 15 to 16%. And the economy was growing at that particular point in time around 5.6%, and declined substantially in 2008. And of course, we went into negative. So it started to tick up a bit. In 2016, 2015, there was a bit of it going up, but it was less than 10%. So it has been on a declining phase right up to 2021, and started picking up again in 2022. So if you have a graph that shows that credit is declining, with it will be GDP. GDP almost tracks credit, but not all credit. It should be the credit that is productive. Much of the credit that has been in the system has been, the unproductive credit. Hence, we don't have much of the growth that is expected in the economy.
How are we differentiating the two, very important number, productive and the one that isn't productive? How do we tell them apart?
Yes, Yes, the unproductive credit is one which goes to buying assets, existing assets in the market.
Yes.
If you go and buy a house, if I come and buy your house, that is unproductive credit because that house is not counted in the GDP. Even if I paid 20 million or a billion rands, mm-hmm. it's not picked up in the GDP numbers. That's unproductive credit. And if you go into stock market and play up there, you know, that those types of assets, financial assets of that nature, are unproductive. They just continue, or they just help in terms of generating unnecessary inflation, when in fact there's nothing that's being produced.
All right, moving on to the next item is that experts attribute the decline in food prices to enhanced security for farmers in rural areas. Now, while this reduction offers some relief in a country grappling with high inflation, many still feel that price remain prohibitively high for the average person. We might take a listen to this update.
The market endures hoping for lower food prices. Whilst more competitive prices are noticeable, some say they are still too high.
In December, the price for a bag of rice was 95,000. Now it is 80,000. It makes us feel better. We hope it continues this way.
I know that the reduction in food prices is temporary. I have a family and 11 children. The reduction in food prices, as far as I am concerned, is insignificant. I still struggle to feed the people in my house.
A bag of rice sold at $64 in December now sells for about $54, while prices of other food items such as yams, beans and tomatoes have reduced by about 20%. But experts say a drop in prices for some individual food products does not necessarily signal an overall fall in costs.
Normally, at this time of the year, every year, the price of food, normally would drop, because we are normally entering the season of rainfall and the like. So normally around this time of the year, the prices of things would naturally drop. So it's not unusual. It has always been like this around this time of the year.
Improvements in security are largely behind the lower prices. More farmers are now able to tend their fields and cultivate their crops. The greater harvest means supply is once again meeting demand. According to Nigeria's defense chief, the country witnessed a lower number of attacks by criminal gangs last year compared to previous years. But food inflation is at 24% on an annual basis, which means that prices are still rising rapidly overall.
If today there is a significant drop in the prices of fuel in the market, it simply means that they would have to pay drivers less to be able to convey this, farm produce to the market. And if the prices of the fuel is not affecting the cost of transportation that much, it simply means that we can actually start getting these foods at a more significantly, lower price as compared to what it is right now.
Defense authorities.